It's Wednesday, February 29th, 2012, in Oroville, a day of recognition and gratitude for the supramental manifestation upon the earth brought down by Sri Aurobindo and the Mother on 29th February, 1956. Well, today's weather in Oroville, we're up to 32 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 35, southerly winds 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Tonight, fog and a low of 25. Hear now an excerpt of an interview with Oravan, speaking about Argentine tango and the coming tango festival in Oroville.
Well, this idea of a tango festival came up almost a year ago now, since tango has been growing in Oroville over the past three and a half years. A little while ago, we started having quite a regular group of dancers coming from very different age groups and cultural backgrounds. About 20 to 30 very regular dancers. Tango, Argentine tango, is a social dance. It's a dance that normally you learn by dancing with as many people as possible. To be able to take tango to the next step with all of our dancers, we would need to allow all of them to experience more dancers, to widen their horizons. And we thought the best way to do that, as it's not obvious for most of us to travel, is to make tango come all the way down here. So, first, of course, we looked around India, what was going on. Tango has been, I think over the three, four, five last years, has been growing in the main cities, mostly Delhi, Mumbai, a bit in Pune. Now Bangalore has started up again after a bit of a gap because there was no more teacher, and in Oroville. And we thought that it would be great to try and get a few teachers from abroad to come here and offer maybe a four-day or one-week festival so that it could gather as many of the dancers as possible from around India and if possible from around the world to try and really bring a certain aspect of quality to tango in the country as it was just starting to grow. It's a very, very strong vital training, actually.
So it does come to the yoga as well.
Definitely does. Definitely does. I mean, I think any art form, any work, any research, when pushed deep enough, definitely always leads you back to the yoga. If this is what your life is about.
An invocation for the Bulgarian pavilion, Bulgaria, a land as a single human palm, presented as a multimedia event by Tatiana. Folk dance, poetry, herbal tea, and sharing. Tuesday, March 6th, 5 p.m., Unity Pavilion. Interactive Theater, Shadow Liberation by Evan Hastings of New York. It's a participatory theater piece portraying scenes of unresolved conflicts, leaving it up to the audience to come on stage, take a role, and change the outcome. Tuesday, March 6th, 7:30 p.m., Sri Aurobindo Auditorium. International Women's Day Celebration. Empowering rural women around the world. Women rising up and joining hands to lay the foundation for peace and human unity. Music, circle dance, laughter, story, refreshments, Thursday, 8 p.m., March 8th, at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. True Philosophy, The Philosopher and the Yogi. That's the title of a talk by Georges van Freckham on Saturday, 3rd of March, 5 p.m., Savitri Bhavan. For as Sri Aurobindo has said, true philosophy in the East, but originally also in the West, was indeed a search for mental truth, but at the same time for ways to apply such truth to life. And this from the Mother. If you sincerely want to live according to the truth, you know that you can learn from everything, and that you have the possibility of making progress at every moment. Even a great stupidity can often reveal a great light to you if you know how to see it. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone today, Marlenka, in studio, Andrea and Hamish. Comments and queries may be directed to orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.